Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, May the 5th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about the invitation of President Emmerson Mnangagwa to the coronation of King Charles III, which starts in the United Kingdom tomorrow, with celebrations continuing until Monday. But before we go to London, the American Association University Women estimates that about 28% of professionals in science, technology, engineering, and math, also called STEM, are women, but in one Native American community, teachers are working to get girls involved in the sciences.
A simple experiment replicates how a rocket blasts off.
You put the tablets in there, and then you close it, and when the water mixes with the tablets, it creates pressure.
This is one of the experiments Serena Salido teaches to girls from the Pascua-Yaqui tribe of Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, yay! We did it!
In 2016, Salido founded Taking Up Space, a 36-week program focusing on teaching Native American girls about subjects from math to physics.
We make sure that not only are we learning STEM and science, but we also go back and learn a little bit about the culture too. So different girls have different tribes, and so we learn a little bit about stories, like we have storytellers come on from different tribes.
She has taught girls from other parts of Arizona, along with New Mexico, Colorado, Minnesota, and Alaska. Salido has noticed that while many girls start out being interested in STEM, this often fades when they get older.
So by the time they're right in that middle school age, they don't want to do science anymore. So we get them like a little bit before junior high, like 9, 10, before they hit that crucial point at 12, when they just either completely drop out or don't care about it anymore.
Senerica, who only gives VOA her first name, is one of the youngest participants.
Because you learn different things about it and you could learn things that you didn't know.
At the end of the program, students went to Space Camp in Huntsville, Alabama. To fund the trip, which costs around $2,000 per student, the community held a fundraiser at the local restaurant.
Taking Up Space just kind of made sense for us because it did work with young girls on the reservation, giving the opportunities to learn about math and science, and also maybe a chance to go to Space Camp.
This experience at Space Camp, Salido hopes, will encourage her girls to continue their pursuit of STEM professions. From Tucson, Arizona, Virginia Gunawan, VOA News.
The coronation of the king and his wife Camilla as king and queen of the United Kingdom and other Commonwealth realms is expected to take place tomorrow. When King Charles III is crowned on Saturday, soldiers carrying flags from the Bahamas, South Africa, Tuvalu and beyond will march alongside the British troops in a spectacular military procession in honor of the monarch. For some, the scene will affirm the ties that bind Britain and its former colonies. But for many others in the Commonwealth, a group of nations mostly made up of places once claimed by the British Empire, Charles' coronation is seen with apathy at best. In those countries, the first crowning of a British monarch in 70 years is an occasion to reflect on oppression and colonialism's bloody past. The displays of pageantry in London will jar, especially with growing calls in the Caribbean to sever ties with the monarchy and President Mnangagwa is already in the United Kingdom despite earlier calls by some British parliamentarians for his invitation to be rescinded for alleged human rights violation. The coronation And to carry on that story, we will be giving you what happened before we saw that parts of the opposition were actually planning to demonstrate in Mnangagwa visits Britain after 2 decades following the imposition of travel sanctions on targeted individuals and entities by Britain during the later Mugabe regime. Some rights groups, including opposition party member of the CCC, say they are planning to protest the visit of Mnangagwa to Britain, but are wary of a new law called the Public Order Bill that prohibits anti-monarchists from protesting and may also be applicable to political protesters. But members of CCC staged a protest at the Zimbabwe Embassy in London. During this protest, during the Zimbabwe independence last week, they were calling on President Mnangagwa to resign after the explosive gold mafia documentary that exposed massive looting of the country's minerals, resources and money laundering. Speaking at the protest, one Zimbabwean woman said that she was saddened by what is going on in the country as it leaves nothing for future generations.
Thank you for letting me speak. I'm speaking on behalf of mothers. You know, I was very pained by that documentary that I saw. And, you know, as a Zimbabwean mother, yeah, I just feel that as women, we need to start a rising, because what's happening in our nation, it's not just a political situation, but it's affecting our children. They don't have opportunities, our children, in Zimbabwe. Do you remember when we were still in Zimbabwe, when it was still thriving, before all this happened, our children were able to dream? And when I saw that Gold Mafia documentary, I was so touched that those resources, they can be helping vulnerable people, you know. They can be, you know, sorting out our hospitals and all the things that we need, you know. So I think really we need to start holding our leaders to account, you know. We need to make our leaders accountable for their actions, because we've been having bad leadership for a long time. What Zimbabwe really needs are servant leaders, leaders that care about their people, that are interested in serving their people. And I think now is the time for us to unite as one as Zimbabweans, because this problem will never be solved by anybody but as citizens, you know, having the passion for our country to be restored, because those resources are not meant to be for few people.
We were hearing there from one Zimbabwean mother who was lamenting about what she calls the stolen children's future. Zimbabwe's top diplomat to Britain, Ambassador Christian Katsande, met President Mnangagwa at the airport today. The Minister of Information also says the president also met with British business people interested in investment opportunities in Zimbabwe. Please let us now take a short break, but stay tuned. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages. Please go to VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. So you can literally catch us there right now. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Ms. Barbara Gwangwara of CCC and Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program.
Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Mavaza. There, Ms. Gwangwara, are you on the line?
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you. I will start with you, Mr. Mavaza. What is Mr. Mnangagwa's significance at the coronation?
The first thing is the coronation is a very important function in every country where they believe in the royalty. So it is an honor for anybody to be invited to grace the coronation of the king who runs the Commonwealth and the whole of the United Kingdom. So the second point is the significance of the president. It shows clearly that Zimbabwe is gaining strides towards the re-engagement scheme, which the president had actually embarked on taking power. He started to make sure Zimbabwe can take its position in the international world again and will take its position in the economic world. So by being invited, it shows that Zimbabwe, the policy of Zimbabwe, that it is a friend of everybody and an enemy of none. So it shows that that is working. We now have a country with international acceptance. And that, again, indicates to us and to every Zimbabwean that we have a leader who is not only a good leader, but the leader who is doing his best to make sure Zimbabwe is on the map. And furthermore, it is ironical, marvelous, that Comrade Mnangagwa, in 1980, he saved the life of Prince Charles. Also, if you remember the story in 1980 towards the independence, there was a bomb set which was meant to kill the Prime Minister, Robert Mugabe, and the Prince Charles, who had come to lower down the flag. And the bomb was discovered, and that time, Comrade Mnangagwa was the Minister of State Security, who did a very good job in trying to defuse the situation and with the other officer, take the bomb away. But ironically, the officer who identified the bomb died this week here in England in Ely, a town called Ely, and will be buried on Tuesday. So it is a mixture of both. When the president reminded Prince Charles of the events of 1980 and telling him that the police officer who saved his life and died, and the minister who controlled the situation is now the president. It is very interesting. It is very ironical, but it is a meeting made in heaven.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. Let me just go over now to Ms. Gwangwara. Do you agree with what Mr. Mavaza is saying, first of all, regarding the significance of Mr. Mnangagwa being at the coronation?
I would not say I agree or I disagree. I don't think to us, it's not significant at all, basing on what ZANU-PF government has been saying to Nelson Chamisa, to BPP, say when they came to the UK, when they went to America, they were labeled as puppets. And now they are the ones that are here. So they are the ones that are puppets, because they've been castigating these people, and today they are rejoicing over the invitation. And where are the sanctions that they always speak about to say we are failing to do this because of sanctions? We've made it clear that it's not sanctions that is worrying Zimbabwe, but it's corruption. As this one is now in the open, that it's corruption that is killing Zimbabwe and not sanctions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'll come back to you, Mr. Mavaza. The man being coronated will be the head of the Commonwealth Club of Nations. And Mr. Mnangagwa was one of the former President Mugabe's senior officials who urged him to pull out of the Commonwealth in 2003. We see him today asking the Commonwealth to readmit Zimbabwe. Are these not double standards, Mr. Mavaza?
The fact that the president was a part of the administration which pulled out of the Commonwealth does not mean that it's double standard. It simply means situations have changed, things have changed, events have come to pass, and now we are on a new page. So there's nothing wrong in saying that time, it was that time, it was important then to pull out. But now that we are back here and we are doing a re-engagement, re-engagement means we are engaging where we were engaged before. So that is not a problem. That clearly shows us that our the president is not showing any weakness in trying to come back to the Commonwealth. He's literally saying, I need to be engaged to everybody. I need to be engaged with everybody else. And again, I just wanted to comment briefly on what Alice Kwangwa had said. We are not talking about corruption here. There is no evidence of any corruption which is out, as she's saying, except allegations said by Al Jazeera and the Moti scandal. And all that does not reflect on Zimbabwe. So we cannot say Zimbabwe is suffering from corruption. We know that we are suffering from sanctions, and sanctions have to be removed. But we want them to see, I think the Triple C are actually baffled and surprised to see that the president has been invited to the United Kingdom regardless of their prayers to have the sanctions continue. But we are saying very soon the sanctions will be removed and Zimbabwe will rejoice again and will be able to survive as a country. And Mnangagwa is actually doing his best to navigate us out of the economic problems we are having now. And seriously, when he gets his second term, you will see that Zimbabwe made a good choice in Mnangagwa.
What is your take, Ms. Gwangwara, on what Mr. Mavasa is saying?
What he's saying is just nonsense, because the minister himself of Minister for Development in Africa, the one who has the Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office, he stated in his letter dated the 4th of May.
Ms. Gwangwara, can I just keep you on the line? I have a caller. Let me just take them quickly before they drop off. They're calling from Zimbabwe. Hello, Makadi Enyu.
Yes, Chinofara, it's Reverend Malunga, Chehila Christian Network.
Thank you so much, Reverend Malunga. You can give us your take.
Yes, on behalf of Tehila Christian Network, we want to appreciate really the gesture taken by the government of Zimbabwe to us, the invitation by King Charles for the Royal Monarchy of Britain. Basically, we're saying this is a generational turning point for future generations of our country. And there is restoration of relations in terms of bilateral relations and invitations and so forth, as our country leaders converge and convocate with other global leaders. It's actually setting of tone. It's actually for future generations to work with other nations. Zimbabwe can never succeed in isolation. And this, honestly, is a gesture, and it's a move we should appreciate beyond political, limitations, where we think this is political A, political B. Honestly speaking, this is setting for the future generations to work with other nations in the future. It's being done by the fathers for people to work with other nations in the future. So I think it's a noble move. It's a positive move, which Africans should learn to do. Because I did that with the first question, the first rude, and I need the Ramanga. So I'm not a politics, we are this way, that by the end of the day, we will not have this development or future generation development.
Sakaini Mufundisi Murkuti, Murkona Shakanaka, a Chitiko, Chirkitika, Britain, we are Nekuko Kamangawa.
Chitiko Chiripo, the Zuki, Makoka. Kune vatorega kukokwa, kune vasina kana kutokokwa kwacho. Zvino kuti kana waona wakokwa, waverengwa, you have been considered. So, as black people, as Africans, let's take it the way things should be. To say, fine, kana wakokwa, waenda uko, parikugadzirwa ukama, ndonyaitongori kukokwa, zvino kuti uverengwa, kune vasangoverengwa vachitoda kuvapo. So, we are saying it's a positive move. It's a recommendable measure taken by the government of Zimbabwe to accept. They would have said no. But they said, let's go. That means upon being invited, they responded to this particular invitation, which puts us in a place as a nation, a place of advantage to then break the cycle of isolation. I think you heard about it. Why did you say, engagement and re-engagement? We'll take a certain place for the generation of today and the generation of tomorrow of our club. So it's a noble move. She was a Kanaka, your father. Politics aside, it's a good move.
Thank you so much. Hey, Maita, and you, Murukufuna, thank you so much. Coming back to you, Ms. Kwangwara, before we took our caller, you were about to say something. Carry on.
Yes, I was saying about the issue of corruption that Ms. Mabaza is saying is an allegation. The minister himself, Andrew Mitchell, the one for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, the one who's responsible for Africa, he, in his letter dated 4th of May, he acknowledged that the issue of human rights and corruption remain areas of concern. And then he said they would like to see the government of Zimbabwe meet the international and domestic obligation by respecting the rule of law, safeguarding human rights, and delivering genuine political and economic reform for all. So this invitation does not mean or does not mean it's going to open any agreements or maybe it's going to give any fruitful end to this because Mnangagwa himself is a human rights violator. That is known internationally. So Britain is committed or UK is committed to see Zimbabwe going back or to maybe respecting the rule of law. So as long as there's no rule of law, I don't see anything that's going to transpire after these the talks, whatever talks that Mnangagwa is engaging in. It's just a formality. I don't
Thank
think
you.
There's something like that concrete that's going to come out from this.
Thank you so much. Coming back to you, Mr. Mabaza, there was an issue in Parliament in 2003 when the then Mr. Mnangagwa, who's now the president, was the speaker. Then the opposition wanted an explanation on why the late Mr. Mugabe pulled out of the Commonwealth without Parliament approval. And we heard that Mr. Mnangagwa suppressed the motion as a member of the opposition. Ms. Kwangwara, what are your thoughts? But before we go on to that, let me just take a caller quickly. Hello, caller.
Hello, Magati.
I wanted to talk to you about the Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma munyaradzi. Ndodzoka kwamuri zvakare vamavasa ndandabvunza nyaya iyi iripo yekuti vamunangagwa tikunzwa kuti vakasapresa motion muparamende yekuti zvizikanwe kuti kosei Zimbabwe yakabuda mucommonwealth mugore ra 2003. Taurai tinzwi.
Quickly, sekutanga ndichekuti when a motion is suppressed, hazvireve kuti there's something dictatorial. It's a procedure in Parliament. The opposition was supposed to bring it up, but Vanga was number numbers to get that. And therefore, the numbers were in favor of pulling out of Commonwealth. But I wanted to say clearly that Ms. Gwangwara, whatever her name is,
Gwangwara.
Gwangwara. Mm-hmm. I think she's totally mistaken and halfway confused. She cannot
Let's respect each other. Thank you.
She had said nonsense to what I had said, and it is not.
Oh, sorry, I didn't catch that. Miss Gwangwara and Mr. Mabaza, so, please let's respect each other. Carry on.
Okay, so she cannot read a letter by those who are putting sanctions on us and then say this is effective. What was written in that letter is what was reported to that minister by CCC, the lies by CCC and MDC that Zimbabwe is not respecting human rights. We know that there is no country in Africa which respects human rights like Zimbabwe. We actually are an example to other countries. So we cannot start saying each time we talk, we go back to human rights. Again, I want us to remember that no country can survive on its own. No country can survive on isolation. So it is a big step, and it is very significant that Zimbabwe has been invited to this coronation. And when the president arrived in England, he did not only go to see Prince Charles, yes, and you see him tomorrow. He actually went to Kuwait. He met investors. He met business people. That is for the advantage of the people of Zimbabwe. And this is what the CCC is saying, don't do. CCC wants to see people suffer. They want people to suffer to rebuild.
Hold on, Mr. Mabaza. I'm coming back to you. Let me just quickly take a caller. Hello, caller.
What did you say?
I'm going to say.
Isisini ndinoona sokunge idanho rakanakira Zimbabwe.
Rakanakira papi?
Ndino. Nekuti naona panguva yese yatanga kupatsanurwa kweZimbabwe nekuomeswa kwemasanctions nechichi, ndaona zvichinyanya kuomera vana veZimbabwe zvakanyanya. Saka kubatana kuri kuita Zimbabwe kana zvikabuda zviri zvine mutsindo zvinogona kubatsira nyika.
Aiwa, mashoko
makuru. Zimbabwe haigona kurarama iri yega. Tete tinorada nyange tisingatenderani kana nehurumende iripo, but kuti tibatanewo nedzimwe nyika ndiona chiri chinhu chakanaka. Tipote tichisanganiswawo nedzimwe nyika tichidaro. Dai vakanzwa tsitsi vakatiitirawo zvakanaka. Because ndikuona nyika dzinenge dziri kugurupana muworld. Ndinoona South Africa iri kuramba kubatana nana America, vachibatana nana China, vachigadzirawo group. Saka Britain iri kusaidi kwayo iri kuda kuunganidza nyikawo dzainoitawo ushamwari nadzo. Saka ndotoona iri advantage yeZimbabwe kuti iumbo ushamwari hwakanaka nenyika dziri kuwest.
Aiwa, thank you so much. Regai ndimboenda kwamuri muzvare amai Gwangwara. Tinoona kuti pane vamwe vanga vari kuronga kuratidzira. Zvamira sei pari zvino?
Kuratidzira hakuna chamiswa. Ndosangana navotaura kuti pane mutemo wakadzikwa wekuti nekuti the law that was promulgated recently vana vasibvumidzwa kudemonstrate against the coronation iyoyi. Maybe ndozvimwe zvichangotidzivirira, but kuratidzira kunongoenderera mberi ende hakuzi kwecoronation yega. Tagara tinongoratidzira, tichagara tichingoratidzira tichiratidza kusutsuma kwedu nenyaya yemahuman rights, kutyorwa kwekodzero kuri kuitika muZimbabwe, kusungurudzwa kuri kuitika kuwana weZimbabwe, kusungurudzwa kuri kuitwa job scanner nezvichangobva kuitika kuna Ngarubvume, kusungurudzwa kwakaitwa even chero Nafadzai Mahere, wana Mesai Marowa, wana Cecilia Chimbiri.
Thank you there, Miss Gwangwara. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. Mr. Mavaza, mungangotaura 1 second chaiyo because nguva yedu yajiranana. Kuti, so what's next? Tomorrow, what happens?
Tomorrow, the president will be actually sitting and witnessing the coronation, which will be done partly in public and then partly in private, which is a ritual which will be done. But in short, we want the Ms. Gwangwara and the people to understand that even England is fed up with their demonstrations.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU PF and Ms. Barbara Gongwara of the Citizens Coalition for Change. I'm marvelous in Tanganya. We are thanking you, our callers and our viewers, for tuning in. Let's meet again next week on Monday. Have a very great weekend.